And I know that that's what I'm supposed to do.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We're so excited to come into your homes, to your cars. However, you're tuning into the radio broadcast. This is the station. What station is this, Apostle Watkins? This is WWBC 1510 on your dial. You don't want to miss this today. We're so excited about what God is doing for us. Amen. We want to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another day that you have allowed us to come together, God, to encourage somebody, to lift someone up, Father God, through the word of God. We ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, we want to thank God for all of you once again tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God. I am so excited about what God is doing. We want to thank God for our First Lady, only lady, elect lady, evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife. Thank God for our church mother. Amen. Mother Brown, and to the other church mothers. Amen. Mother Betty, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. And Mother Grayson, God bless all of you, all the evangelists, all the prophets, all the elders, and all of you that make up this great congregation right there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, again located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins, the founder and pastor. Listen, I'm so excited about what God is getting ready to do. We are starting our holy convocation. Hallelujah. This week to this morning, it starts. The morning session starts this morning. And tonight, service will commence at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this holy convocation this week. Praise our God. Amen. Morning service will start at 11. We have morning service. Amen. I want you to come out. Those of you that are not busy, those of you that not working, come out and be with us in our morning services. Maybe you can't get to the morning. Maybe you can get to the evening. Come be with us at 7 o'clock. Oh, we got speakers. We got speakers coming in. Oh, they're already ready to come in. Praise our God. We're going to be hearing from Pastor Victor from out of Daytona. Amen. He's going to be with us. Come on. Hallelujah. We're going to be hearing from Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Praise our God. Hallelujah. God is going to meet us. He's going to beat us. That we're going to be hearing from Pastor Tanya. Oh, God. Tanya, praise our God. From out of West Palm Beach. Praise God. Hallelujah. Overseer Gail Williams. Hallelujah. Again, from Daytona. We're so excited about what God is doing. Local Truly, Evangelist Bonita Watkins. We're going to be hearing from Evangelist Koga. Oh, we got a lot of people coming on. Hallelujah. So we want you to be with us. Come be with us. Amen. Again, it starts this morning at 11. Service started this morning at 11. You don't want to miss it. Amen. It's going to be something in 7 o'clock nightly. Praise our God. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Be with us, join us, and be with us in our holy convocation this year. Hallelujah. God is who he say he is. The way of holiness. That's what our theme is, the way of holiness. Praise our God. There is no other way. There is no other way. Praise God, but one way. Hallelujah. And that's the way of holiness. We cannot try to, put something in or add or try to take away for something. It's the way of holiness. Hallelujah. And I want you to be encouraged today. We will also want to send out our condolence. Amen. To the Taylor family. Amen. Sister Rhonda Taylor and her sisters. Amen. We want to send out our condolences to the family and to Brother Allen and the passing of his mom. Praise our God, Mother Taylor, Josephine Taylor. We want to send out our condolences to this family. Amen. Mother Taylor was a mother of our church a while back, and one of the local churches that we was a member of in coming up. Praise our God. And we want to send out our condolences to this family. Throw our arms around them and love on them. Praise God. And we want to send out our condolences to other family members that have lost family members. We're praying for you all in this hour that God will see you through and that God will bring you out. Praise God. Amen. Again, we send out our condolences to these families. Sister Wanda, in the passing of your grandmother, that's her grandmother, Sister Wanda, and we want to send out our condolences and love on them. Amen. Praise our God. All right, I want to encourage your hearts this morning, praise God, to let you know that, you know, we're still on the winning side. No matter what we're going through with, no matter what we're going through with, you are on the winning side. You may say, Apostle, why would you say I'm on the winning side? And I'm yet going through a difficult time. I'm yet having a difficult time right now. You know what? The Bible says, no weapon that form against us shall prosper. So guess what? This is why we're still on the winning side. Because who lives? Jesus lives. Why? Because Jehovah Nisi lives. Hallelujah. I mean, we want you to know that God is with you. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. He said, I will be with you. In one translation say, in the time of trouble. Another translation say, in trouble. He said, in the time of trouble. And he said, I'll be with you in trouble. So I want you to know God is with you. No matter what you're going through, you win. You win no matter what it looks like, no matter how you feel, no matter what you think about it, you win. Praise our God. We win because the battle is not yours. Hallelujah. For the battle that you're in belongs to the Lord. It belongs to the Lord. What you need to do is, I think I heard Dr. Rogers on it, Agent Rogers, just a while ago, coming on, if you was listening, praise our God. There's things that we can put on the armor of God that we'll be able to stand because we're winners. We are more than conquerors. We win because why? The word of God, hallelujah, that's already been stated, the word of God has already been spoken, the word of God has already brought us out. So we must know in the midst of what we're in that the battle that you're facing, the battle that you're in is not yours. It is the Lord's. So you are a winner. You are a winner, and you must speak like a winner. You must walk like a winner. You must carry yourself like a winner. So in the natural, so also in the spirit. There's not a team your favorite team, football, basketball, or soccer, or whatever team you like. There's not a time you see your team looking discouraged like they cannot. They're going to lose against the opponent, the other team that they're playing. They go in with the real cup, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, or soccer, or baseball. They go out to the field or out to wherever they're playing or whatever they're doing. They go with their confidence and the reassurance that we win. We are going to win this game, no matter how close it comes to look like they're losing. But they still have the assurance and the confidence that we can come back and we're going to win. I want to let you know today as believers, sisters and brothers, you are a winner. No matter what we have gone through with and no matter what we will go through with, you are a winner and you will come out. You have the victory. You already have the victory. We must walk like it. We must talk like it. Come on. Hallelujah. Because he said, what? Thinking not strange concerning the fiery trials which come to try you as though some strange things have happened unto you. So what it is, what are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying you already, come on, you have already overcome. You have already, hallelujah, you have already achieved through this circumstance and the situation, the victory. Let me tell you something. Even before you got in there, the victory was already yours. Somebody better clap their hands if you're able to right there. The victory was already yours. Why? Because he have already fixed. You heard this before. The fight has been fixed. The fight has been fixed. And we didn't, oh my goodness, this is going to bless you. We didn't have to cheat to fix the fight, to make it look like you won. Oh my goodness. You asked me, how you know I'm a winner? How you know if I was, the fight was already fixed? You know what happened? Over 10 years ago, he paid the price. He paid the price for you and I. That we was already overcomers. We was already healed. According to Isaiah, the word of God said he was wounded. So he paid the price. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. So we was already, come on, before we even came, we was winners. Y'all ain't gonna say that to me. Even now, you're walking. You're walking as a winner. You're never walking as a defeated person. Because if God is in you and you're in God, there's no way you could be defeated. You're never walking with your on the bottom. You're not walking on the bottom. You're not being walked over. You're not going through this alone. Come on, you're on top. You win. We win. How do we win? Because the battle is not yours. For the scripture said, the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. So guess what? You're not fighting a losing battle. You're not facing a circumstance, a situation in your life that God cannot bring you out of. Come on. You know why? Because, right, if we can go there, you got help. You got help in the midst of the battle. You got help in the midst of the battle if you will only do this. Come on. David said, I will lift my eyes up to the hills from which cometh my help. Oh my goodness, this is what it says right here. Glory to God. I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that did what made the heavens and the earth. Come on, you already won. Your help is in the Lord. Your trust is in the Lord. Put your faith and your confidence in God, because you already won the battle. You got help. He says, I will. So we got to look up to the hills, because we've already, don't look at the circumstance of the situation that you're going through. Don't feel like you alone. Don't feel like you can't make it. Because see, David said again, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Come on, because he's giving me help. He's giving me the confidence. He's giving me the reassurance. You may be in a situation right now, and you may say, well, Apostle, I don't see my way out. I don't feel like I'm coming out. I don't know if I'm coming out. Let me stop there, right there, and interject this word right there, on that point right there. Because number one, you don't walk by sight. You don't go by feelings. Because what you see is only temporary. Come on, somebody better say something to me. This is only a temporary situation that you're in. And guess what? You, in the midst of this situation, is temporary, but you're still a winner. You're still a winner. You're still a winner. We still win. Come on. We're a winner no matter what is going on in our lives. The only way you be defeated, come on. The only way you be defeated is when you give up. Because the word of God is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God. He changes not. Come on. He watches over his word to perform it. One translation said he hastens to his word. Oh my God. He hastened to his word to perform it for you. If you put the word out there. If you, oh my God. You put the word out there. God will back it. If you act it. If you stand on the word. God will back it. Yes, he will. You can't win. I mean lose. You can't win. You always win. You cannot lose with the word of God. You cannot lose with God on your side. You're never defeated. You're never to walk with your head hung down. A believer is never to walk with his head or her head hung down, looking down. Look up to the hills. Come on. all your help. Somebody needs to say all my help. All your help. Not one part of your help, but all your help coming from the Lord. So therefore, you are a winner. Therefore, you can stand. Therefore, you will make it. Somebody need to tag and share this. Come on. We will make it. You will make it. Why? Because the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. Come on. God does not change according to the circumstances and the situation that we're in. Come on. The word changes the circumstance and the situation that we're in. Because why? Our help, our trust is in God. Not the circumstance, not the situation that we're in. Our trust and hope is in God. Hallelujah. In Him I live, and in Him I move, and in Him I have my being. This is what we need to come to the conclusion when we're going through circumstances and situations. I am a winner. I have already overcome. I'm out. I'm healed. I'm delivered. You're snared. More translation? You're snared by the words of your mouth. You're overtaken. You're trapped by what you say. Come on. You are snared. You are trapped by the words you say. Come on. You have to watch what you're saying in the midst of what you're in. You have to repeat what the words say. Stop. Oh, my God. Somebody need to help me here. Stop repeating what you see. Hallelujah. Stop repeating how you feel. Because, you know, you can rehearse something so much in your mind till you become what you think. Oh, that was good right there. You can speak somewhere. You can speak your way out. You can speak your way into a circumstance, a situation. You still win if you use the word of God. You're not fighting a losing battle. Come on. You need to tell the enemy, you're not going to talk to me. You're not going to try to barb at my mind and put things in my view that's not lining up with the word of God. Hallelujah. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. You win. You win. You, oh my God, you already won. You are overcomers. Come on. You are not trying to be here. I am here according to the word of God. I'm just saying. I am the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a lily and not a bar. According to the word of God, you win, my brother. You win, my sister. Come on. You may be driving along on the highway on 95 and you're listening, hallelujah, to this radio station this morning. And you may feel like you cannot make it. You may feel like, come on, you may be sitting in your house almost about to give up because of what you're in and what you're going through with. Come on, somebody. But I stopped in to tell you just for these few minutes, you win. Hallelujah. You have the victory already. There is hope. What you mean there is hope? There is hope for you through the word of God. Hallelujah. You're not alone. You're not alone. What you say, Apostle, I'm in this car by myself. I'm in this house by myself. I'm in this situation. Ain't nobody in here with me. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. So everything that you're in, hallelujah, you're not alone. God is with you. He's there. Not only is he with you, but he's bringing you out. Not only he's bringing you out, he have brought you out. Come on. We must go through. You win. You win today, my brother. You win today, my sister. Come on. You're not defeated. You're not defeated. You say, well, it look like everything I'm doing. Every time I'm turning around, I've got this going on. I've got that going on. This is happening. That is happening. But let me tell you, there is no situation, glory be to God, there is no situation that you're in right now that God cannot bring you out of, that God has not put his hand in it with you. Come on, somebody. Y'all need to say amen. Come on. I know I can't hear you. And some of you are saying amen. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy make you think that you're in this by yourself. Don't let the enemy make you think you're not coming out. Hallelujah. Put that little rascal in his place. Remind him. Remind him. Since he's trying to block your future, remind him. Because his future is already been signed, sealed, and delivered to. Let him know you have no hope. You have no authority. You can't change my mind. I won't let you change my mind. I won't let you throw things in my view. I won't let you speak to me like this. You have no authority to talk to me like this. I'm walking in my God-given right. I'm walking in my God-given purpose for my life. Oh, somebody better clap your hands. Somebody better say amen in the words, in the famous words of Evangelist Moses. That's a good place to clap your hands right there. Why? Because Satan know that he's already defeated. He know that he don't have long. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to discourage you. He's trying to bring all this stuff against you. But you're already, it's already, the fight is already been fixed. All you got to do is show up. Show up with a praise. Show up with a hallelujah. Show up with a thank you, Jesus. Because you won. You win. You win. You win. You win, brother. You win, sister. Hold your head up high. Dry those tears up. Tears of sorrow. Dry them up. Come on here. Dry them up. Come on. And let your praises ring. And show that situation that you don't have me, but I got you under control. Don't go in the closet. Don't hide yourself. Come on here. Don't give up. Come on here, somebody. Y'all better say something to me out there. Don't give up. Come on. Don't let the enemy, what they say, what the saying is, don't let them see you sweat. Oh, let the enemy see you praying. Let the enemy see you giving God the glory through the situation that you're in. There is no situation that you're in right now that will cause you to not to give God the praise, because the fight has already been fixed. Just show up. If you never showed up to a team that you was on, that would tell your opponent on the team. If you never showed up and it was your time to play and you never showed up, that would let them know something. Oh, well, they're not concerned. Something going on with them. But if you always showed up and you got together on the team, come on, oh my God, I'm going to say it. If God be for you, who can be against you? And if any two touch and agree, just show up. I just need you to show up and touch and agree with me. Come on. I just need you. You just need me to show up and touch and agree with you. That you already won. That you already overcome. I'm not here to put you down. I'm not here to scold you. I'm here to do what? I'm here to pull you up. I'm here to pull you out. When a team player is not playing his part on the team, it makes the team look bad. It drags the team down. You got to get that enemy off your, he's not on your team. You got to let him know, I have already made up my mind. I have already told myself that I am going to stay right here. I'm going to do exactly according to the word of God, because he's my help. He's my peace. He's my joy. You can't let nobody take your joy. You can't let nobody strip you from your peace. Because see, people try to bring you out of your place of peace. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. People try to bring you out of your zone that you're in. You know you're a winner. But that enemy try to throw things on you to make you feel that you're not a winner, to make you feel that you're not an overcomer. But I'm here. I'm here. Why? I'm here by the help of the Lord. I'm coming out. I came out by the help of the Lord. He is my help. He is my peace. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. My God, tag somebody right quick. Share this with somebody. Hallelujah. Tell them, Apostle is on the air. Got a few more minutes. Listen, you may have tuned in, and this is your first time tuning into the radio broadcast. I want to let you know that there's hope for you today. You may say, well, Apostle, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this man that can give me this peace? Who is this man that can give me this joy that you have, that y'all have? All I know, the word of God said, according to Romans, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And you can have this peace. You can have this joy. He'll give it to you. The songwriter wrote a song and said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. You win today. You win today, my brother. My time is getting close here. You win today, my sister. According to the word of God, according to the Psalms, right here, David, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. You win. You win. In the midst of it all. In the midst of it all. Come on. You win. You're victorious. I am an overcomer. I am here. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, I have the victory. I walk in the victory. I rest in the victory. Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord, I'm coming out. Even though I'm in this situation, I'm coming out. I've already know it. I've already have the confidence and the reassurance that God has did what he said. My time is coming close, but I want you to know today, you win, my brother. You win, my sister. Just hold on. 2 minutes, you're a winner. You're not a loser. You win. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Don't let the enemy tell you that there is no hope. There is hope for you, my brother, my sister. Listen, 1 minute left. Quick minute. Listen, don't forget. If this morning, 11 o'clock, meet us there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville. Can't meet us this morning? Meet us in our afternoon service, 7 o'clock. Guess what? See you in the move of God. My time is coming gone. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship services at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.